The god allowed himself a certain small pride in staging a dramatic entrance. He drew breeze-driven grains of sand to him and directed them to swirl about him until he had the appearance of a miniature cyclone, a man-sized dust devil. The god moved toward the portal of his tomb, and he appreciated the expressions of dismay and surprise that crossed the faces of the people when they spied the whirling cloud of grit. When he reached an appropriate distance from the four mortals, he allowed the wind to dissipate and the sand to fall away from his body. Danielson's mouth gaped open in shock. His leathery right hand fumbled at his hip and came up with an automatic pistol, one the god identified from the man's mind as a 9mm Steel City War Eagle, manufactured 120 years before. The god knew that the gun, the blaster as Danielson thought of it, contained only three projectiles. Though all four people were armed, only Javna's Taurus P-299 carried a full 15-shot clip. As it was, although all four people drew their blasters, they were totally unnerved by his sudden materialization. For an instant, he saw himself through their eyes. They saw a giant bronze-skinned man whose life hadn't been spent in savage conflict with the new nature of Deathlands, but a man whose form bespoke the intention to bend that nature to his will. That intention showed in his strong, moody face, the hard-muscled economy of his form, his heavy arms, broad shoulders, and massive chest. He wore a linen loincloth, gold necklace, and a royal king cobra headdress that, the gods saw from their minds, none of them recognized. Nor did they recognize the silver, 3-foot-long forked rod he held over his muscular chest as a weapon. Or perhaps they were too distracted by the shimmering crimson of his eyes.
Good day. Would you care to step inside out of the sun?
We might. You staked a claim on this here stockpile?
It's not a stockpile, Mr. Danielson. It's my tomb. I require worshippers to help me build the dynasty. You four will do for a start.
How'd you know my name? You're some kind of Psy Mutie.
Yeah, gotta be with them eyes.
Your invitation to accompany me inside is rescinded, Mr. Javna.
Javna brought up his weapon, finger crooked tight around the trigger.
I'm inviting you to die, you mutie whore, son.
The god moved the Mata'u negligently, pointing the double prongs, positioned like an upside-down V at the tip of the rod, toward the old man's bio-negative weak points. Pale blue Mana energy sprang up in a halo around Javna. Javna's frail body swayed, and the sway became a tremble, and the tremble turned into a convulsion. His eyes remained open, but they didn't see. His toothless mouth gaped open, but no words came out. The old man's back arched violently, as if he had received a heavy blow between the shoulders. Spittle strings drooled from discolored gums. In the corner of each bulging eye squeezed a droplet of blood. Then, Javna's eyes burst in jealous, crimson-tinged sprays. For an instant, all saw the raw, dark pits of empty sockets. Javna coughed out a torrent of blood, fountaining up from hemorrhaging internal organs. He toppled sideways, falling to the sand, arms contorting and drawing up like the gnarled branches of a leafless tree. He seemed to shrivel and wither like a mummy, even as he fell. Harrier, after a moment of wide-eyed shock, swung her handgun toward the god, her finger tightening around the trigger.
Stop.
Harrier stopped, her finger frozen on the trigger. Danielson and Stockbridge stood immobile. The god lowered the Mata'u and stepped toward Harrier. Her eyes stared into his defiantly, even though her limbs were paralyzed. The god looked deep, deep into her mind. What he found there pleased him. She stood there and allowed her memories, her dreams, her unrealized ambitions and most secret fantasies and passions to be rifled.
Carnot Catherine Harrier, Connie, I need you. I intend to impose order on the remains of this world by building a dynasty that will rule for 10,000 years.
What do you need me for?
First, to take me to your settlement, where I will collect my followers. Then we will proceed to my royal city. It lies some distance away. And then you will bear me an heir.
I'm sterile.
A congenital condition which I can rectify.
What?
Drop your weapon, Connie. It's useless against me, you know.
Suddenly, she was able to move again, and she stared in mild surprise as her weapon dropped from her hand to the sand at her feet.
The god mentally nudged her toward the vanadium alloy door. He sensed the reactions of the three people. Their emotions were a riot of conflicting questions, terrors, and fears. Harrier stopped walking, and the god was impressed with the degree of concentration she employed to break free, momentarily, of his persuasion.
What the fuck are you?
I have many names. Alpha was the first. A woman I once knew called me Alfie as an endearment. Hell Eyes was more of a title than a name, and I never cared for it. Since my resurrection, I have decided to be addressed as Akhenaten, an old name with a fine tradition.
I don't care about your name. What are you?
I am who you have been waiting for, Connie. I am your god.